It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's Gordon Keith here. What's the best way to fight this wintry weather?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Well, it's by sitting in and watching cattle?
By a wheels-off comment.
By watching cattle on digital TV, digital satellite TV.
Or technical meltdown.
I just came in from out in the cold and I just can't think. Okay.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Apparently he had some sort of surgically repaired lower abdomen surgery.
On the little ticket.
Classic BMW of Plano brings you the e-brake. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. And we start off as candidate number one from Bad Radio, Dan McDowell. One of my favorite segments of Bad Radio is when Joel Klatt from Fox Sports joins him. Joel has great insight into college football. And Dan here really brings up a really interesting question from the Oklahoma-Baylor game. And that is, did Lincoln Riley purposely freeze his own kicker late in that game with Baylor just to give him a chance to take a swipe at it and see if he could hit it and give him like a warm-up kick? Thought it was a really interesting point. But I think we all thought Dan could have asked it in quicker than 1 minute and 40 seconds.
So I want to ask you something about the OU-Baylor game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Can I start there, or you want to start somewhere else?
Start anywhere you want, man. We're not going to have rules.
So I'm watching the game, and immediately I'm like, I got to ask Joel about this if I'm crazy. And maybe this has since been talked about. I don't know. I haven't watched a lot of stuff on college football this week. So they're tied at 31, and OU is set to kick a field goal. In fact, I think it might be a 30-yard field goal. So it seems like Lincoln Riley iced his own kicker. They called a timeout right before the snap. His kicker went through the motions and kicked the field goal. Then they went ahead, lined up, did it again, and he kicked the field goal, and that ended up winning the game, right?
Okay.
Okay.
But it seemed to me like, well, Lincoln Riley would not ice his own kicker. There was no reason to do that. I surmise that this was a genius move by Lincoln Riley with his young kicker to say, okay, we're going to call a timeout. You guys go ahead and snap it. I want you to just get a practice kick like you do on the sideline into the net. But now you're going to be on the exact spot on the field with the exact situation. You know, just get the feel. Maybe you can make some adjustments after if you think there are adjustments that need. But so now you really feel the angle and all that kind of stuff. And you're going to get a practice kick. We're going to give you one out here. But we're going to call timeout, right? Like the kicker knew. Everybody knew it was going to be a timeout called, but continue to snap it. In fact, I think the cameras then showed Matt Rhule on the sideline saying, why'd you let them kick that or something like that?
Yeah.
What do you know about this? And have you ever been a part of some? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He finally let Joel have the floor. It's a great point, and it's a great question. But I think he did elapse Bob's all-time record.
Really?
Wasn't Bob's like a minute and a half or something like that?
Somewhere
or a minute
there.
20?
Yeah, I
How
think
long
so.
Is this?
Minute 40.
40 from Dan.
Dang. But this is somehow a little bit different than Bob's. They're not constructed the same.
Yeah, I felt like Dan was always Dan getting more, somewhere.
Yeah, Dan is more forward progress storytelling that you may not think he needs to tell all of it. Bob is more digression-oriented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bob may take a few more turns and detours and things like that, but
they have different styles, but what an incredible duo.
That is still a really long question from Dan. All right, so Dan McDowell is candidate number one. Candidate number two from the Hardline, I guess we put this on Corby because he had Danny break in with what turns out to be really old breaking news.
Well, I understand we got a little bit of breaking news here because word is coming down that
where are you getting this? Oh, here it is.
You don't do this.
Okay.
What do you mean? I don't do this.
Hit it.
You don't do this. This man does this.
Breaking news, gentlemen, and this is a huge one to me. had no idea that anything was wrong with him, but the greatest rock and roll rhythm guitar player of all time, undisputably, Malcolm Young of AC/DC, is dead at 64.
Wait, is he the one that wore the little cute outfit?
No, that was Angus Young that wore, and I guess still does, wear the
cute little outfit.
Yeah, the cute little
outfit. Wait a second. Corby.
What?
He died 2 years ago. What are we doing? Is this a prank on me?
No.
Hi, Jer.
This article's from 2017.
I'm looking at it right now. Someone just sent it to me.
And I'm
maybe vet your sources before you throw me under the bus.
I'm on the New York Times website, which is where he supposedly got this.
Uh-huh. This is on you, not me.
And I'm not seeing anything about Malcolm Young.
I can't believe Danny broke in with that.
You are like a nice biggest death.
How about the
jerk.
Noted historian William Lauren Cotts? He died today.
Why would
but
you do that,
about
Danny?
Malcolm
I hate
Young.
Your guts.
I mean...
So, yes, it's on Corby, the fact that Malcolm Young died in November of 2017. But if Danny really felt that way about him, wouldn't he have immediately
Guys,
said,
this is a big one. This is the biggest one ever of all time. Because this is my favorite rhythm guitarist, and I follow everything he does. And this is breaking news. And I didn't know he died.
I edited out about a two-minute eulogy for him, too, in between.
Oh, he edited out even
more. It was about a good 5 minutes.
I'll let you be the final decision maker, but I think that's Danny's e-brake because he's the one that called for the sounder, broke in, made the announcement. Yes, Corby threw him under the bus, but Danny is still the guy who did it.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. That is true. Went on and on about how great he is. Then we had to re-break it to him that no, he's actually been gone for a couple of years.
Like, Corby needed to vet it, definitely. But Danny, if he's going to be the town crier and go out and announce it, he probably should have vetted it too, right?
Yeah. What do you think, Gordo?
You know what? I have a lot of sympathy for Danny in this case because it gets us all. Haven't we all been gotten by some
about
article
what?
Someone
yeah,
sent us?
Someone famous, you're thinking, yeah, maybe. And, sounds like he's...
And I hate, there's some websites that don't put dates on stories. That really gets me confused. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to go with this one. So I'm going to vote that this is on Corby.
Okay.
We'll keep
because
it
he
Corby,
passed it off to Danny.
Is that how you originally had it, Jer? We scored it as Corby with the e-break?
I think we scored it as all three because Reiner was going into it. Corby was telling them to have Danny do it, and Danny did it. And then went for like 2 minutes without any of them realizing, wait a second.
Yeah, this is all three of them.
Have we ever awarded a third? I know
it's a three-way tie. No, this is a full tie on all of them. It's not no thirds anymore.
Okay,
no percentages.
Full tie. I gotcha. All right, so it's the hard line that's up for that long e-break there that Malcolm Young has now been dead for right at 2 years from November of 2017. All right, so there's the hard line as candidate number two. Candidate number three is from The Morning Show. It says here it's Joyce Durnham. Now, I'm not sure which one of the three that is, but let's give a listen and see what happened here
to one of the nation's finest young quarterbacks. All right, it's 5:57 on the ticket. What does this cowboy mean when? what does this cowboy win mean next?
What does this cowboy mean when?
What does this cowboy mean when?
Maybe I'm used to putting
That's
mean first
right.
and mean
Try
and
again.
Mean green. That's the only thing I could think of outside of just a total brain shutdown at 5:47 in the morning.
That was funny because you're really picking up speed and momentum.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, you sound energetic.
Wait till you hear what's next.
Be a big tease.
Yeah. All right, one more time.
To one of the nation's finest young quarterbacks. All right, it's 5:57 on the ticket. What does this cowboy mean when? what does this cowboy win mean next?
All right, so that is me as candidate number three. So it's Dan. It's the hard line or Giorgio. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly this morning on November 22nd. Let's be respectful to history. Hi, you're on the ticket.
He's turning on Elm Street, waving to the crowd. Boom! Oh, God! Oh, so.
Wow.
Man.
I just said, let's be respectful. First call.
On November 22nd.
Mm.
Sorry, P1s. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Sports caller?
Chris.
Nah, it's not Chris.
Oh.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Good morning. I think that big dumb Danny and that whole hard line, and I love you madly, Giorgio. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's so sweet. Happy Thanksgiving. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Jub, I'm going to vote for you. And can we free Edward Hicks?
Okay. Thank you. I'll take the vote. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins e-break?
Hey, guys. It's e-break man here to wish happy birthday to Gordo. Happy birthday to Melly Joe.
No.
Happy birthday. I'll vote for Dan McDowell. And Merry Christmas and stuff.
And stuff.
Well, he's keeping the beat and everything there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Sports caller?
Oh, my gosh.
Hello. You're on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Vaginal size, Mornborn.
Oh, gosh. All of that for that. Hi, you're on ticket AM and FM.
I'd like to vote for Malcolm's Ankus.
Okay. Thank you.
It's a hard line vote, right?
Yes. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Oh, Oswald Tree, oh, Oswald Tree, I love you dearly, Oswald Tree, Oswald Tree, oh, Oswald Tree.
Yeah, yeah, we get that.
Oswald Tree, okay, well, vote for Denny.
That's what Gordo was singing last night.
Have an Oswald Tree.
You really sit around and sing songs like that
on
days like this?
No.
That's weird. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I have breaking news. Prince has just died.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for that breaking news there. We appreciate it. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, this is Malcolm Young. I'm with demo for Daddy Narlock.
Okay, Dead Malcolm Young.
Should put a little reverb on that, Jer, and we could have had a ghost call in, but that is five votes for the hard line, and that is a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Well, I understand we got a little bit of breaking news here, because word is coming down that
where are you getting this? Oh, here it is.
You don't do this.
Okay.
What do you mean, I don't do this?
Hit it.
You don't do this. This man does this.
Breaking news, gentlemen, and this is a huge one to me. Had no idea that anything was wrong with him, but the greatest rock and roll rhythm guitar player of all time, undisputably, Malcolm Young of AC/DC, is dead at 64.
Mm. Wait, is he the one that wore the little cute outfit?
No, that was Angus Young that wore, and I guess still does, wear the
cute little outfit.
Yeah, the cute little
Wait a second.
Outfit.
Corby.
What?
He died 2 years ago. What are we doing? Is this a prank on me?
No.
Hi, Jer. This article's from 2017.
I'm looking at it right now. Someone just sent it to me.
And I'm
maybe vet your sources before you throw me under the bus.
I'm on the New York Times website, which is where he supposedly got this.
Uh-huh. This is on you, not me.
And I'm not seeing anything about Malcolm Young.
I can't believe Danny broke in with that.
You
You'd like
are
a nice
the biggest
death. How about
jerk.
The noted historian William Lauren Kotz? He died today.
Why would
but
you do that, Danny?
Malcolm
I hate
Young.
Your guts.
I mean.
So that, my favorite moment was when Danny says, I didn't even know anything was wrong with this guy.
Yeah.
The guy who's been dead for two years.
Favorite rhythm guitar player of
actually,
all time.
Actually, Danny, something's been very wrong with him for 2 years.
That's funny. So Corby got that from somewhere, passed it to Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Mike mentions it, and then Danny found an old article and thought, oh, it just came out.
Right.
So I'm going to run with
have
it.
To rush this to press.
Danny
now.
Thought he had a moment just like Michael Jackson and Prince and all that. Through the years. All right, so they all share in it. How many is that for Danny, Mike, and Corby?
Well, Ryan says 88 wins, Corby 65, Danny 35. They're still way behind Norman Tug Hitzkus.
Tug.
I don't think that's Norm's official nickname. But that is a win for Team Hardline.